Rory Clegg, thanks very much for joining me. Or as Will Greenwood said in the coverage at the weekend, Nick Clegg. Have you heard that played back to you at all?
Yeah, I've heard it. My mum has told me about that.
Apparently, Stuart Barnes also managed to call Andrew Trimble David Trimble, which was nice and political for the Northern Irish coverage.
Research, I think, didn't he?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I understand you're going to be in charge for the next couple of weeks in terms of the LV Cup, and you must be really looking forward to that and stamping your mark on the side.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I haven't had much of an opportunity to play this season. I haven't performed to my best when I have, so it's definitely an important time for me to step up and do as best I can for the team as well. I mean, we've got a great opportunity to progress in this tournament, and that's what we want to do.
We're here, it's a rainy old afternoon down here in Surrey Sports Park. You were just saying to me that the legs get a bit heavy on a day like this.
Yeah, I mean, it has been throwing it down. Not a lot different from the conditions in Connacht, but hopefully the weather conditions will be better on Saturday and we can play a bit more rugby.
And you've just come in from doing a bit of kicking practice. Kicks haven't been as smooth as maybe they were this time last season, perhaps. What do you put that down to?
It's hard to put a finger on it, to be honest. Otherwise, I mean, I would have got back on the horse straight after the Exeter match. But it's just down to focus and getting back on the horse. I mean, my kicking in training's been as good as it has been. I think just in the matches, slipped a bit of focus, and maybe I've not put as much focus on my kicking as maybe I have on my other bit parts of my game, which obviously I need to. So I definitely need to kick better this weekend.
Does a kicker like yourself follow, obviously, when Johnny Wilkinson first came onto the scene and started, you know, going on about his routine and Doris being sat in the stands and the very focused approach in terms of the build-up and look to the post, ball to post and all of that? Is that a routine that now most kickers follow, or do you have your own ways of doing things?
I think every kicker is different. I mean, when I worked with Johnny up at Newcastle, he did a lot of kicking training, and I mean, it works for him. He's done very well through that. But Nick Evans is kind of not to say the polar opposite. I mean, he does do a few kicking, but he doesn't do as much as Johnny did when he was up there. And I've sort of found my sort of how much I like to do. It's sort of a bit in between. I mean, just depends how you feel during the week. I mean, I don't like kicking after a real heavy session. I mean, sometimes you can do more harm than good if you don't want to then start getting into bad habits with your kicking. So
yeah, and if you're tired and they're not going over, the last thing you do is need to do is knock your own confidence.
Exactly. I mean, kicking is a confidence thing, and I mean, as you can probably tell from my last few games, confidence probably wasn't there with kicking. So yeah, it's all about. I mean, every kick is different. Everyone's got different routines. Everyone's got different sort of cues, different triggers that they use for their kicking. But obviously, it works for different things work for different people. So,
and is it relatively easy to wipe the slate clean going into the next game?
I would say yes, until we played against Northampton. I was sort of obviously didn't kick very well against Exeter, and thought, all right, get back on the horse against Northampton, and it just didn't quite happen. But yeah, you just got to sort of not let yourself get down, and you got to try and keep your confidence high, and if you know that you're a good kicker, then I mean, you just got to keep working on the things that you do well. So,
and Leicester Tigers will be coming to visit the Stoop. Jeremy Staunton possibly playing at 10, maybe even George Ford. What do you know those guys? How will you look forward to playing in those channels?
Yeah, I mean, I've played with Fordy a couple of times against him quite a lot. They're both good players, and I definitely look forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be quite an occasion. I think Richard Cockrell said he's bringing down a mixed side. You've sold already quite a few tickets to the Stoop, so a lot of people investing in this LV Cup game.
Yeah, I mean, it's one avenue to get into the Heineken Cup. So I mean, that was one of our goals, was to get into the Heineken Cup, and we saw the LV Cup as a channel we wanted to use that, and we didn't quite get there. We got to semis last year, hoping to go one step better this year. But yeah, I mean,
let that one go.
So I think, yeah, teams do see it as an important tournament, but they do see it as a chance to put out some youngsters as well, and give people a game who maybe haven't been playing recently, and give players a rest who've been playing most of the season, which is what we've been doing. I mean, we've got a young squad as it is, but we've got a pretty young side out on the weekend. But it's young, but it's still got quite a lot of experience in there.
Excellent. Well, Rory, best of luck at the weekend, and thanks for your time.
No problem.